The Whitney Reynolds Show is dedicated to provoking positive change through tough topics. The mission, Your Story Matters, should really be considered a personal mantra. The show, which began as an online talk show, within its first year, quickly earned a slot on a major broadcast network. Since 2012, The Whitney Reynolds Show has called Lakeshore PBS its home. Whitney Reynolds is the executive producer, host, and owner of the show. Whitney, thanks for joining us on Lakeshore Public Radio. First, tell us what inspired your vision for the Whitney Reynolds Show.
You know, it was this combination of a childhood dream. When I was little, there were so many girls dressing up as like princesses and everything else. And for me, I knew I was going to be Sally Jesse Raphael.
Oh,
now,
wow.
I'm kind of dating myself. I'm sure some of our younger listeners are like, huh? What is she talking about? But that was the dream, was to be on TV. And then in my childhood, I had a couple different situations that came my way. And we pivoted as a family and we pushed forward. And that was kind of the other turning point for me personally. In my 20s, I realized I didn't accidentally have this dream to be on TV. I didn't accidentally have these challenges that came my way as a child, and I don't accidentally have this platform. So it's time to combine those and create something more. And I truly believe that I was given this mission to let people know that their story does matter. It does matter what we're going through, and together we can get through it.
Oftentimes, I hear you say that you never wanted to be famous or just another host. Rather, you wanted your show to change the world of talk TV. To create conversations that motivate and assist viewers to be their best selves and to help others along the way and to know they are not alone with what they are facing. Knowing your intention is so important and can help others with finding their own success and motivation for doing something. Can you take a moment to speak on why it is so important for everyone, particularly women like yourself, that have taken a leap of faith to strike out on your own, to be your own boss, to be intentional?
Yeah, so for me, the TV thing and famous, everybody thinks it goes hand in hand. And it is interesting because when you have this type of platform, people do watch. But for me, it's all about giving back to the voices. And how do we do that? And so this year alone, we have really sat with our mission and said, in the midst of a pandemic, how can we go out and be the mission in our community? So not only are we, you know, producing a show that's being that safe space for stories, but we're also doing this on the digital realm too. We have so many messages come through our site and emails that are telling their story. And what we do is we really say back, we see you, we hear you, and change the world with that. And so that's one of the biggest things, is it's not just the show for me. It's now like, you know, the clips that people are seeing on Instagram or, you know, on our website, it's really being that mission out there in the community as well. So it doesn't stop when our show is not on. It also is just going out and letting people know that their story does matter and changing the world through that. And, you know, through different experiences we all have, and, you know, it's beautiful because we all have different stories, but that's what really can unite us, is how do we become a superpower player with the cards that we've been dealt.
Monday, October 12th, the Whitney Reynolds Show will kick off its 11th season, which, by the way, is no small feat. Over the years, you've addressed several topics on the show, including mental health and wellness, female empowerment, as well as diversity and inclusion. And somehow, you managed to bring a ray of sunshine. 2020 has been an unprecedented year full of thorns and roses. As we have all been impacted by the coronavirus pandemic, even consuming news daily on the latest updates, you have decided to take on the topic with a look towards hope. Tell us a little bit about the upcoming season, and if you would, give us a peek at the premiere episode, Coping with Corona.
Yeah, so the whole season is really a miracle in itself, because Corona came in very fierce to the States and things shut down. And when you're doing a show that's post-produced, we really posted this one back as much as we could. So we wrapped this season just a few months ago. This is going to be my quickest turnaround. And I keep cheering on my team, just saying, guys, we did this, because it was no small feat to produce a season in a pandemic and do it safely and also give inspiration through it, because it's not just inspiring the viewers, but it's also inspiring my staff. So how we went about this was very interesting footwork this season. But we are leading with the show, Coping with Corona, And we do find inspiration even in the midst of the pandemic. We also look at the realities that this face. We have several different segments that are super well-rounded of all the different aspects of different people from across the board that have faced this virus differently and how we find hope in that. So that's our season premiere. We're actually doing a live post-show on Lakeshore PBS's Facebook page. So we'd love for people to join us on the Zoom because we're going to bring back the guests and hear where they are now. So even in the midst of some of them still recovering, now we're going to get to see the very full circle moment of where they are today.
After 11 seasons of The Whitney Reynolds Show, of covering a variety of topics, if you had to choose just one, can you reflect on your most memorable show?
Well, I always go to Veterans because Veterans was a show that not only helped us earn our first Emmy nomination, but it also was like a very pivotal point with us being on public television. And so that show is very near and dear to me. We love supporting our veterans. However, our new season, season 11, the one that's rounding us out, our finale, is really a must watch. And I say this on so many different levels. It's titled One Nation Under Grief. And what it's looking at is what we've been through, the civil unrest, and how we can come together. And this is one that my kids, they're only four, so they're a little too young for it. But when they're teenagers, I want them to sit down and watch this one because we basically open up the book and we cover so many different angles of this and what we've been through as a nation through the recent events and the unrest. And we say, how do we come together? And you know, with the show, I would love to say that we are able just to tie a beautiful bow on it at the end and say, this is the how-to guide to all come together and be one in the United States. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like that. But what we see is how we can do our part to come together and what that can look like differently for each of us, but still move forward. And so our season finale is a must watch. It comes out 11/16, One Nation Under Grief. It is still heavy on my heart, and I can't wait to share that with the world.
Now, Whitney, before I let you go, I just have to ask you about those precious twins of yours, Marlo and Atcher, who you just referred to. When we last chatted in 2019, we discussed the importance of women having a good work-life balance. Now, how are you handling that these days?
Well, that is a great question. And I have to tell you, every day is literally a juggling act. And my goal at the end of the day is if I didn't do well today, let's be better tomorrow. And I tell you, it is a learning curve every season. People with twins said, oh, just wait till they're out of diapers. It will be easier. Well, now it's like a different hurdle. You know, people are like, okay, after five, they start playing with each other. And for me as a mom, my number one goal in life is to inspire people. But if I'm not doing that in my home and if I'm not doing that with my kids, then I might as well just close up shop. So they are my number one priority when it comes to being the hands and feet, showing them the way, and really trying my best to be the best mother to them I can be. So it's always a delicate time zone whenever we're about to launch a new season. And we do have an exciting announcement coming up next month for the show. So between the combination, it's almost been the recipe of the balancing act every night. You know, let's see if we can make it. But all in stride. You know, they did have 3 months with me in Florida earlier this year when Corona first came in. Our family went and stayed hunkered down in Florida as one. And, you know, so it comes and goes, and I'm still learning. And anybody that's listening out here that's a mom, if you have any hacks to how to be a good juggler of your time, please reach out to me on Instagram at Whitney_Reynolds because I would love to know what you're doing.
Whitney, it's always a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you for joining us on Lakeshore Public Radio.
You have a wonderful day, Dee.
Whitney Reynolds is the executive producer, host, and owner of The Whitney Reynolds Show. You can catch the premiere of Season 11 of The Whitney Reynolds Show Monday, October 12th at 6:30 p.m. on Lakeshore PBS.